Members of the Western States Pact, that's Oregon, Washington, Nevada, and California, have joined together this week to ask the federal government for $1 trillion to help deal with the financial impact of the coronavirus. California, which has the world's fifth largest economy, is now dealing with a $54 billion deficit and 18% unemployment. Tom Steyer, former Democratic presidential candidate and current co-chair of the California Task Force on Business Job Recovery, says in addition to money, the state needs to follow the lead of public health officials to get the economy up and running. And Tom Steyer joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Tanya, it's great to talk to you.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, you're leading up what is an 80-person task force, which includes Apple CEO Tim Cook and four former governors. You all have started meeting. How do you begin to take on such a massive undertaking, and what are you prioritizing?
With so many people and such a massive issue, it's really important to break it down into smaller subsectors that you can control. So we have 10 subcommittees. And I'd like to also say that in addition to the famous business leaders and former governors who are on this task force, we also have union leaders. We also have community activists. So that, in fact, in terms of what we're trying to do, which is to advise the governor about how to reopen as fast as safely possible in a just, green, and forward-looking way, we have people from across the state geographically, but also from the different intellectual and leadership parts of the state to make sure that it's not just helping big business, that, in fact, this is going to go to the people of California, that we are going to be taking into account. We're going to avoid that mistake which happened in 2008, 2009 with the Great Recession, where in fact it seemed as if all of the recovery served the purposes of the richest Americans and really didn't go directly to working people and to the people who were bearing the brunt of that recession and who were bearing the brunt of this pandemic and economic freefall.
You use the word green, and I want to ask you more about that. So your background is in business. You made your fortune as the founder of a hedge fund, but you've spent the last few years really making a case for a green economy. Do you see green jobs as an option in restabilizing California's economy?
Well, let me say this. I am, as the head of this task force, I am fighting for every person in California and every job. But we're also, in the longer term, we're talking about how do we invest to create that better California. We're not going back to January of 2020. We want to do something better than that. We want to have a more just, a more sustainable, a more forward-looking California so that we go through this very, very difficult and painful time and come out with something better. And so that includes sustainable energy, because that's the future.
There's been a little criticism that you may be too partisan of a choice for this task force, given that you've spent millions running for president, and you were calling, very vocally calling, for President Trump's impeachment. What do you say to this criticism?
I would say this. In a time of crisis like this, and this is a health crisis and an economic crisis, there's no place for partisanship. And I can tell you, I have absolutely no interest in pursuing this as the co-head of this task force. There is no time for any kind of partisanship or separation between the federal government and the state government, between Democrats and Republicans, when the lives and the livelihoods of Californians are at stake.
I know you guys are just getting started, but as I mentioned, California has an 18% unemployment rate. Governor Newsom has said this economic turndown will be longer than a lot of us expect and, of course, want to, despite some economists arguing that it could right itself more quickly. Where do you stand on this? And really, what is the first step that the task force is taking in really tackling this major issue of people being out of work?
The first thing to understand, Tanya, is nobody knows. We can't know the timing on having cheap, ubiquitous testing. We can't know the timing on having a therapeutic response that makes everybody safe. But for this economy to work, and this just makes sense when you think about it, people need to feel safe. You're not going to go shopping if you don't think it's safe. You're not going to go to work if you don't think it's safe. It's really important for us not only to do the good job and live up to the governor's requirement that we take care of health first, but also that Californians understand that that's how it's being done and that they are safe. And I think everybody from working people to business owners understand that for us to rejuvenate this economy, to get the kind of recovery in jobs and business that we all want, we're going to have to make sure that health dictates are not only satisfied, but that people know they're satisfied and they feel comfortable again.
That's Tom Steyer, founder of NextGen and co-chair of the California Task Force on Business and Job Recovery. Thank you so much.
Pleasure to talk to you again.